Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We do know this weekend there's going to be a really cool golf event involving Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady. Joining us now to talk about that and more from the Golf Channel, Damon Hack with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Damon, how are you?
Adam, nice, Justin, what's up, boys?
We're doing well, man. As well as can be expected, right? Weird times,
yeah.
But golf making its way back, one of the first sports to come back. How did you think last weekend went, first of all?
Yeah, I thought it was a good first step. You know, Seminole's a great golf course. Neat to have Rory and Dustin Johnson, Ricky and Young Stud and Matt Wolf out there in shorts, you know, doing the best they can. And the most important message was the fact they raised $5.5 million for COVID-19 relief efforts. The golf wasn't that spectacular. You know, nice that they just had a playoff hole closest to the pin. Rory hit it inside of Matt Wolf's ball. They were a little rusty. DJ didn't putt very well. Weird to see Ricky make like a 25-foot putt and then pretend to wave to a crowd that wasn't there. They did the best they could to put on a good show, but hey, golf has an opportunity with, you know, other sports not going on right now. It's an outdoor game played over a 5-mile golf course. You can spread out, you can social distance, and a great opportunity. If you're a sports fan who's missing live sports, you know, give golf a look. And now you got Tiger and Phil and a couple of NFL quarterbacks who are two of the best of all time. It should be a lot of fun.
Do you think these guys had to, like, kind of come down to earth a little bit? I mean, when I watched that match, and I watched a good part of it, and I thought it was a great broadcast, I felt like at times they looked a little more human than they do on tour. They're wearing shorts, which is rare. I know they can wear them for the practice rounds now, but, I mean, seeing pro golfers in shorts and also seeing them carry their own bags and not have a caddy, they had to kind of rely on their own golf instincts.
It was kind of fun. It was different. You know, we carry NCAA golf on Golf Channel, and it kind of reminded me of that.
Yep.
You know, guys wearing shorts, carrying their own bags. It definitely kind of brings them closer to us. I mean, that's where the similarities end, you know, once they stand in front of their golf ball and hit it 330 yards. But it definitely was kind of a simple and a different way to view the sport, for the sport to come back and to give us a sense of, okay, hey, these guys, and that's how they play. I mean, you know, they have carts usually when they're playing in their private clubs in Jupiter and South Florida,
right,
and Palm Beach. They're rolling around in their own carts, playing in two and a half hours, and, you know, they didn't have carts, they walked, but it kind of gave you a sense of what their practice rounds are like. They're kind of just guys hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably drinking a beer or two in shorts,
yeah,
you know, in a golf cart, and it kind of gave us a glimpse into what their life is like when they're not, you know, inside the ropes on the PGA Tour.
You mentioned these guys, they all have their private clubs, and there's a ton of them down in certainly South Florida there. Beautiful clubs. How much have these guys been playing and practicing with the time off?
From the guys I spoke to at the beginning of the pandemic, a lot of guys treated it as the off season, put their clubs away. Rory put his clubs away for almost a month. Kevin Na, who lives in Vegas, his club wasn't even open for the first month or so. Right now, with tournaments on the schedule, first four events starting June 11th, Colonial, Fort Worth, Texas, guys are gearing up. They're practicing. They're looking for, you know, whether it's club competition or, you know, minor, you know, mini tour golf out in Arizona. Guys are starting to gear up. They're starting to smell it again, and they're getting excited again. But for the early part of this pandemic, guys were they were treating it almost like, you know, a vacation. They were shutting it down. They were not even looking at their golf clubs. And they were anxious mm-hmm. and antsy and wanting to get back. And now that it seems like hopefully the worst of this pandemic is behind us, they can, you know, put on a show for us at home that are still, you know, waiting for this thing to end. Suddenly we have six major championships between now and the summer of 2021. So there's going to be a lot of talk about Tiger closing the gap on Jack. The, you know, Rory McIlroy has two chances, November and April, to complete the career Grand Slam. So it's just nice to have golf to talk about again. And hopefully the PGA Tour and the players are doing what they can in terms of safety protocols, that everything goes off without a hitch once the entire tour is back 3 weeks from now.
We're talking with Damon Hack of the Golf Channel. Damon, you know, I think I've been saying, we've been talking a lot about how this is an opportunity as sports come back to maybe cultivate some new fans, right? All sports. And so I ask you, as someone, I didn't grow up paying attention to golf. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. Nobody I knew belonged to a country club. There were no country clubs. There were no golf courses around. I had no interest in the sport. Now, Tiger got me interested in it when he burst on the scene. But as his play has diminished, my interest has honestly diminished. And so what would you say to someone like me who's a casual observer, not a diehard golf person, what would your pitch be to me, if you will, to try to have me pick, if I'm going to pick a new sport to get into, golf? What's the pitch for golf?
The pitch is that it's younger. It's getting even more diverse. You got players all over the world coming over here. If you're looking for the next Tiger, I'm afraid you're going to be looking for a long time. And I understand the fact that he continues to move the needle. He's like Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. Tiger's going to have fans that only want to watch him in his 50s and 60s. That's the way it is. But the good news is you've got this crop of young players that are built in his image. They're physical athletes. Brooks Koepka was a great baseball player. Dustin right. Johnson can dunk a basketball. A lot of these guys grew up watching Tiger. They throw up weights. They're cocky. I mean, Brooks Koepka is an absolute jock. Likes hanging out with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Keegan Bradley shoots hoops with Michael Jordan. The one thing that's given these young players some street cred is the fact that Steph Curry and Michael Jordan and Tony Romo want to hang out with them.
Yeah,
so my
true.
Pitch to the casual golf fan is, hey, if MJ wants to hang out with these guys and Steph Curry and Tony Romo, then maybe this is something to give other sports fans an idea that, hey, let's give this golf a second and third look.
Hey, you know, with the Last Dance we all just finished watching, I'm sure you at least took a peek of it, if not watched the whole thing, and most of us did. They showed Jordan his love for golf. I mean, do you know if Jordan's a good golfer? Like, when he plays with a lot of these pros and these guys, and he says he bets on himself all the time, like, is he a good player?
He is a good player. He's a single digit who, I was told a couple weeks ago, actually beat Brooks Koepka on the 17th and 18th holes. Brooks started talking some trash, and Michael took him down. You know,
wow.
Michael's not, you know, anywhere near their ability. They play handicap. You know, that's the one thing about golf is if you're an 8 handicap, you can play with a PGA Tour player if you give strokes. So
right,
Jordan's
exactly.
been in love with this game for 30 years. He played, you know, watching The Last Dance, he played with Danny Ainge before a Bulls-Celtics playoff game. He befriended another North Carolina guy in Davis Love III, who gave him really one of his first best sets of golf clubs. Michael Jordan is crazy in love with the game of golf. And from what I've heard is he still continues to play, loves to gamble, loves to talk crap, loves to play down in South Florida with Ahmad and Tiger and Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Keegan Bradley, Dustin Johnson. All these guys live down there, and they love to take Jordan's money. And Jordan likes to try to get when he can as well. It's a lot of fun down there from what I'm told. I'd love to be invited to play one of these days.
We're talking with Damon Hack from the Golf Channel. Damon, let's go now to the big event this weekend. We referenced it earlier, but you know, I think a lot of people will watch this just for the banter. I mean, hearing all the trash talking, you know, you talk about trash talking with Michael Jordan. You know, we've already seen some of the trash talking with Manning and Brady and Tiger and Phil. What's more exciting, the golf they're going to play or the talk?
Well, I hope that both are better than what we saw last time with Tiger and Phil.
True.
And I hope it's also a better trash talk, because those guys, they struggled. And that's one thing, you know, golfers, they're a little bit nerdy. And I say it with all due respect. I mean, last weekend, the guys tried to have some banter. It wasn't, you know, it's not going to be Reggie Miller and Spike Lee out there. But maybe right. with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and Brady always saying, hey, on Twitter, I never had any problem beating the Colts. And I had no problem with any Tigers either. I mean, I love the fact that there's already a little bit of chum in the water. Phil Mickelson loves talking trash on Instagram and Twitter as well. Maybe the addition of the NFL quarterbacks, the fact that they are passionate, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady love golf, the fact that they can raise a lot of money. It's going to be a kind of a four-ball format front nine, modified alternate shot back nine. I'm hoping there's like, you know, Barkies and Sandies and nice. Junks and closest to the pin. I just hope they're talking so much junk and that they're doing two down presses. And you want to see the money flying, the barbs flying. And I think that they're going to learn from the last time Tiger and Phil did it. I imagine this is going to be a much better show, especially with the addition of the quarterbacks.
Hey, you mentioned Romo, and Romo did do that at least one PGA Tour event where he played well for an ex-NFL player trying to play golf. You think if he would dedicate his life to golf, he could be on the tour, or is that crazy?
Yeah, I don't see it happening. He's good for like a round every now and then, and he you know chased the cut in Napa, fell short. He's played on the Korn Ferry Tour. The depth of professional golf, you know, we just see the PGA Tour players. Romo, yep. I think, is right where he needs to be, winning the Lake Tahoe tournament. Competing right. every now and then on the celebrity tour, you know, competing against the likes of Mark Mulder and Marty Fish. And those guys will tell you, I'm good. I'm a good athlete. I can catch lightning in the bottle. I'll shoot 68 at my club. I may have a good round against these pros, but they know that day to day, week to week, it's just a different ball game. Tony Romo, you know, maybe one day he qualifies for a U.S. Open. He hasn't been able to do that yet. He has tried, but no, as much as he is a great athlete, Tony Romo could not compete week to week on the PGA Tour. I don't even think he can compete week to week on the Korn Ferry Tour, which is the minor league circuit. These guys are just too good, too well schooled, and Tony knows that. He loves the games and keep trying to keep pushing. But I think he's a good, you know, two or three strokes on a given day behind the best in the world.
David, what's the plan for the they don't call it the Seniors Tour anymore, right? PGA Tour Champions, is that it?
You nailed it.
Yeah, all right. So what is the plan for that? Because obviously the coronavirus is generally much more dangerous for older people. So are they coming back? Are they even taking more precautions than the regular PGA? What's the plan for them?
Great question. They're going to start a month later than the PGA Tour does. If they're going to come back, what they're trying to do in the Tour Champions and also the PGA Tour, they're trying to get the players to stay at the same hotel so they can do coronavirus testing, temperature checks, questionnaires, try to keep everybody almost like a football team traveling to a Browns-Bengals game, whatever. It's getting everybody in the same hotel, eating dinner together. So the tour is trying to do everything they can to keep the players from going to the bars and restaurants. And they know that it's going to be up to the tour, you know, A, but also up to the players and caddies, B, to follow the protocol and stay together. So both the Korn Ferry Tour and the PGA Tour Champions are going to start a month later than the PGA Tour. PGA Tour is going to have a month of events without fans, and hopefully it comes off without a hitch. You know, I'm hearing hand sanitizer stations at every tee and every green. You know, they have a lot of testing available. It's going to be pretty stringent. Some players are nervous. Adam Scott said overnight to the Australian Associated Press he's going to wait about a month to see how it all works out. But some players are itching to come back, and some players are understandably a little bit nervous.
From a media perspective, will the broadcast be live for these golf events, or will guys be in studio?
Yeah, it's going to be a combination. I was told, I was talking to a fellow broadcaster, Whit Watson. I played golf with him today. He does a lot of PGA Tour Champions, sits alongside Lanny Watkins. He told me he'll probably be doing the broadcast from 18 green, but he'll be in the booth by himself. He'll have a couple of walkers on the golf course, but there'll be people that might be, you know, in the trailers or in studio. They're going to really kind of cut down these broadcasts, less cameras. We saw it on Sunday at Seminole, not as many cameras, not as many people in the truck. They're going to have some challenges. Hopefully it doesn't look too different. Hopefully we're up to speed to be able to figure this out, but you're not going to have like the two and three people sitting shoulder to shoulder in the booth that we're so used to seeing. You may have people in different spots on the golf course and kind of working through the satellite. It's going to be different, but hopefully the folks at home that are watching won't be able to tell too big of a difference.
Damon, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Adam, Dustin, I enjoy it, fellas.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Thank you, man.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.